Vintage in Review is the name of the place where we are today on the fly. Down south of the Vintage Red Barn to find it. You just head south along the flight line until you hit Vintage and keep coming south a little bit more. And here we are.
Jeff, we'd like to invite people to come down and see us and take a look at our Vintage Airplane Association gift store. We have a lot of brand new gifts in there, a lot of new items that people could take home.
Yep, fantastic. And a bookstore.
And a bookstore. The bookstore opened this year, brand new, used books, and all the proceeds from the bookstore benefit the Vintage Aircraft Association. And it's air conditioned in there.
Nice.
And a good place to sit down and browse. And we got a lot of aviation books in there.
That's awesome. So, Ray, introduce our new guests, please.
We have Judy Birchler and Ann Pellegrino with us. And we're going to start out with Judy. Judy is from Indianapolis, Indiana. And Jeff, I know Judy, and she is one of the most enthusiastic aviation people I know. This lady's flying all the time, but she flies tail draggers.
Yep.
And she got interested in she wanted to find another lady who flew tail draggers to fly with. And it got just a little bit out of hand. And Judy, ladiesloveTailDraggers.com has turned into an incredible website. And now you have members literally from, how many countries?
Oh, 50, maybe 50 countries.
All over the world.
That's exactly right. We have about 100 women members from outside of the United States and about 800, 850 from within the United States.
And the website, what it is, you profile the ladies. Each lady has a little profile page. You show what they fly and who they are and what they do. And it is an incredible website, not only for just ladies, but as an aviation website.
That's correct. We do do a pilot profile for every woman that registers. She can be anything from a young student pilot that's 16 years old to a 777 pilot that's flying the big iron. Everybody that flies the tail dragger that would like to be, and Ladies Love Tail Draggers, we would love to have her. And I've been told that it's not only women that we inspire, but plenty of men come to the website too.
Interesting.
it really is. It's a wonderful website, but Judy's very and the focus is flying tail draggers.
Okay, so
and yeah, go ahead.
Do's and don'ts and hows to and theory and tell us a little bit about it. What do you have on there, though?
Well, it's more about inspiring anyone that has any interest in flying. It's about flying, inspiring someone to fly. Hopefully, they'll be inspired to fly a tail dragger, but just inspiring women in general to fly. There are a lot of people that ride the fence. They have an interest in aviation, but they may have never flown, and they just need a little nudge. They need to see other women out there actually doing it. Photographs of women flying airplanes inspire other women to fly. If they see somebody else accomplishing their goal, then they feel like they can do it too. But it's also people that have flown in the past that have sort of gotten out of it and want to get back in. Any number of interests, would get women back into aviation is what we're all about, inspiring women. And if we pick up a few men along the way, all the better.
And Judy, you meet the most interesting people. The way to find your website, ladiesloveTailDraggers.com.
Correct.
Or you could Google Ladies Love Tail Draggers, and it'll get you there. It is an incredible website. And you meet the most interesting people, and no one more interesting than Ann Pellegrino, who have with us. And you know, Judy, 80 years ago, we lost Amelia. But 30 years after Amelia was lost, Ann Pellegrino in a Lockheed 10A flew the same route that Amelia had planned, and she found Howland Island. She left a wreath there, and we have her with us today, and we want to talk to her. Ann, thank you for joining us here.
It's great to have you on the fly here with us.
Well, I wouldn't miss an invitation from Ray or Jeff or to be with Judy. She and I just keep going and everything, and Ladies Love Tail Draggers is a wonderful group, and Kayla is a member, and Kayla, I soloed in a champ, so my heart is with you in your champ. The flight around the world got started, not any planning. Lee had rebuilt this Lockheed 10 Electra from a belly landing, and he had mentioned to me, why don't I fly it around the world in 1962? At that time, I had less than 100 hours, and the longest plane flight I had made was from Ann Arbor, Michigan to Rockford, Illinois to EAA. But Don said he'll never get it done. But Lee did. And in 1966, I saw it at Willow Run. I said, that's not a Twin Beach down there. That's Lee's Lockheed. He got it done. And so Don gave me Fred Gerner's book, The Search for Amelia Earhart, for Christmas, and I read it. And I went over to see Lee in January, and he was still interested in doing it. And by then I was, you know, a flight instructor and had my multi-engine instrument. You know, I could fly it, and I'd flown some Twin Beaches. They're wonderful, too. And so Lee and I started to try to get this to go. We didn't want to say much because we didn't want to be embarrassed if it didn't. But we finally met Bill Palemas, and ultimately he became our navigator. He was the Fred Noonan of 1967, but he knew where he was. Fred Noonan knew where he was, too. Noonan was the greatest of 37. And so he helped us get equipment, like a HF radio from Collins. They loaned it to us. And here we are taking these thousands of dollars worth of equipment in an airplane, and we only had liability on the airplane. No hull damage or anything. And Lee let us go, and Lee went as mechanic. And then Bill Palema said, well, you're going to need another pilot because I'd never flown outside the United States. So he had a buddy named Bill Payne. Okay, active Air Force. We wrote the Secretary of the Air Force, Harold Brown, a letter requesting a month's leave for Bill Payne to fly around the world on a special flight. Bill Payne, in 1961, had flown a B-52 from Washington to Paris. He received the Harmon Trophy the next year, and his navigator was Bill Palemas. I had the cream of the crop. I had the best ever. The four of us were a real team. We left Willow Run, flew to Oakland, then flew around the world, and Lay, New Guinea, the last place Earhart and Noona were officially seen. Then it was up to us to complete her flight. We found Howland Island. We landed in Honolulu, and then we flew for like 18 hours and 20 minutes from Honolulu back to California.
Wow.
We completed her flight, and our hats go off to Amelia and Fred. So
that's an amazing story. And Anne, how old are you, darling?
I'm young. This is the 50th anniversary of my flight. You can do the arithmetic tonight.
Wait, public math?
And you know, Jeff,
I just want our listeners to understand who we're talking to.
Well, I'm 80, and I still
want to know what vitamins you're taking.
Well, I'll tell you, I eat rabbit food, a big salad, and then I exist on chocolate and coffee.
You know what?
Oh, well, we've got half of it down then.
You know what, Jeff? You look at her. She doesn't look a day over 75, does she?
No, one day.
Wow. Thank you.
But I want you to know.
But we offered her a chair, and she said, No, I stand.
No. And her and her husband, Don, flew a Piper Arrow all the way here from Justin, Texas. They flew in here, and she wasn't really happy when she had to park on Road 98, but it worked all right.
It worked all right, yes.
Well, we welcome everybody, and yeah, we're lucky that we have all that extra space down there now. We didn't used to have it.
Well, I want to tell folks that on Thursday, right here in Vintage and Review at 11 o'clock, Judy Birchler, Ladies Love Tail Dragger, along with Ann Pellegrino will be here, and she's going to tell the story of the flight again. And we'd invite people to be here and join us. And I think Judy, she qualifies to be a Ladies Love Tail Dragger pilot, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. She's my favorite Ladies Love Tail Dragger pilot. Thank you,
Thank
Ann,
you,
so
Judy.
Much.
It's fun.
And just to recap, real, you know, we don't want the whole story here because you're going to do the whole story in review on Thursday. But highlights, just some bullet point highlights about your trip.
Highlight was finding Howland Island. We almost didn't. We were coming right down the line. Earhart Noonan had radioed they were on. And there was rain squalls in front of us. We couldn't go over them. The islands might be under them, so we were flying back and forth. And finally, through a break in the clouds, Lee Koepke, who had rebuilt the airplane, it was his idea, he saw the island, and that was so fitting. And so we circled Howland, and we dropped a wreath. And just before we'd gotten to Howland, we radioed directly with our HF set into the 99s at the Smithsonian Institution and told them where we were and what we were doing. And, you know, Earhart was the first president of the 99s.
Right. And how big is Howland Island? It's
Howland
pretty
Island
small.
Howland Island is a half a mile wide and about a mile and a half long, and it's about 10 feet high. It's just a little sawed-off mountaintop.
Yeah. It's not surprising that Amelia couldn't find it in that weather that she had encountered there. Yeah. Amazing. And you must have just, your heart must have just lit up when you saw that island.
It lit up, and I was never afraid once on that flight, ever, ever, ever. The airplane was perfect. It never had one malfunction. on that whole flight, and the engines ran better over water. Lee had done a wonderful job restoring that airplane, or we never would have made the flight.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what a cool airplane to do.
You know, Ann, we got a couple of Lockheeds out here. When you see a Lockheed today, how does it make you feel?
Oh, nostalgic. I always try and talk to the owners of them, and just to, you know, what a great airplane it is to fly. Two big round engines, a twin tail, and as long as you keep her on the center line, she's a lady.
That's very fitting. That's very fitting. Well, thank you so much, Ann, for joining us here. I know it's warm out, and it's really nice of you to come out and join us on the
radio.
You
had a perfect day and some perfect people to interview.
That's
right.
From
starting with Kayla.
Yes. And Judy, thank you, too. LadiesLoveTaildraggers.com.
Correct. LadiesLoveTaildraggers.com. Please get online. Check us out. Register. And you'll hear back from me immediately.
Okay, great. Well, Ray, we're going to wrap it up down here at the beautiful Vintage in Review area. And another year. And it'll seem like tomorrow when we're here again.
I'll tell you what, Jeff, we appreciate you and EA Radio for bringing attention to the Vintage Aircraft Association. We're very proud of our organization here. We're looking for new members. We have quite an infrastructure, and we invite you to just come down here and see what we're doing here in the Vintage Aircraft Association.
You bet. Head on down south of the Red Barn. Jay Monchi on the fly tomorrow. We're going to take the show over to a brand new area for the Young Eagles. It's called the Blue Barn. It's brand new this year. So that's what we're doing on the fly tomorrow, Tuesday. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Enjoy AirVenture 2017.